Hall, a little shot in the lane, good off the glass. Timeout taken by Olmsted Falls. They don't have a rebound here tonight.
You're listening to AM 930 WEOL.
As we continue along with our girls' high school basketball preview, man, the coaches just keep coming. We got to double them up here to get everybody in, although we're still going to go past the 9 o'clock hour. And that's a great thing. Again, the girls' basketball coaches have come out in full force here tonight. We appreciate their attendance here at Wolfie's. Tell you what, you hear the highlights. I just get excited. I'm ready to go. I know we still got a few weeks to go before things get started as far as the holiday tournament is concerned, and then the real meat of our schedule as far as December and January and February. But, man, you just hear those names, you hear the calls, and you're going, let's get this thing started. And, of course, the two coaches that I'm sure are looking forward to their respective seasons, Kevin Collins over at Amherst, Amy Yeser at North Ridgeville. We thought we'd bring a couple of SWC coaches on here at the same time to talk a little girls' basketball.
We don't like each other.
You don't like each other at all.
Not one bit.
Yeah, it's a bad relationship.
Oh, this is one-sided. Thanks a lot, Kevin.
We'll start with the ladies as Amy joins us here at the head table along with Kevin Collins. And Amy, for your North Ridgeville team, a tough season one loss-wise last year. So what are some things that you look to do this year to kind of turn things around for the Lady Rangers?
Well, I think we were young last year.
Yes,
and, you know, this year we're bringing back five players who have started most of the season last year. So, you know, this is the first team I've had where I feel like they just play with all heart. And there's a lot of talent coming back. And, you know, as much heart and as hard as they play, it may not add up in the wins-loss columns because our conference is so tough. From top to bottom, but I feel like it's going to prepare us for the tournament. And that's our goal, you know, to win some games, get better, play hard, and get ourselves ready for the tournament.
Can experience alone make a team better? Just having gone through the wars and suffered through some, you know, bumps and bruises last year, can that make you better?
Oh, I definitely think so, especially just playing at the varsity level. And, I mean, the amount of competition that there is in the SWC, it's brutal. And I think that's really just a transcendent to what's going to be like this year. You know, they're ready. You know, these kids have been ready for the last couple of months. Like, they're in their fall seasons like, coach, we're ready. Like, we're ready for basketball. I'm like, don't tell anybody, but okay, let's do this. So, you know, day one, we know what we're going to do. We got right to it. Day one of tryouts. It's like, we're not having tryouts. We're starting practice right now. And we've just been in the grind from day one. So they're ready. I'm ready. I'm like, start tomorrow. Let's go.
And, Kevin, you've got some experience back as well. But experience off a successful season. So how does that tweak a little bit as far as how you approach not only the scrimmages but the upcoming campaign?
You know, similar to what Coach Oster said, we're real excited. Our girls were excited from the beginning. I think this is the first time I've come here in my 4 years and not said we're young. We've been young for 4 years, and this is the group we've been waiting for. We're experienced. Well, we bring a lot of people back that have some great experience. So I think the biggest thing has been, you know, we didn't have that get-to-know-you stage. You know, the first day of tryouts, we went hard. We ran. We conditioned. We did a ton of stuff. And then we were already putting offense in. And we were talking about things that we've done in the past and how we want to change them. And so our girls have really hit the floor running. And they're so motivated right now, which, as a coach, makes your job easier.
Kevin, 16-8 last year, 11-7 in the league, losing in the district semifinals. What's the next step this year? What's the expectation?
We're going to district to win this year. I mean, that's the biggest thing. We met as a team this week, and we actually went back and we looked at the final score of that Avon game in the district semifinal, and our girls are still mad about it. And we told them, you know, 2 minutes after the game ended when we were in the locker room, we said, we're going to be back here next year. We're going to cut nets down. So that's our goal, and we're not going to settle for anything less. And our goal, our girls are motivated. You know, our big thing this year is winning every day. We're going to try and win every practice, win every scrimmage, win every game we play. And I think if we have that mentality and we have that leadership that we're starting to see in our group, then we're going to be able to accomplish those goals.
Amy, looking at the other teams in the SWC, like Kevin at Amherst. We had Megan on earlier from Avon. Art takes over at Westlake, but you expect that to be rather seamless. He's been sitting on that bench for several years.
Yeah.
Do you kind of look at those programs and talk to your girls and say, that's the upper echelon. Watch them play and learn from them.
Yeah, they're championship programs. They know how to win. And I think that's the hard part, you know, since I've been at Ridgeville, is just teaching that winning mentality. and I feel like they're starting to get it. Like, they are sick of losing, and I feel like they're going to, you know, fight tooth and nail to stop losing. And I feel like we're finally turning that corner. And like, the talent's there to do it. I think this is the most talented team I've ever had from, you know, first player on. We'll just got to see what they do with it. I think they're ready. As long as we stay healthy, I think we'll be, you know, force to reckon with. I really do.
You were talking with Amy Esther of North Ridgeville, Kevin Collins of Amherst. Kevin, to cut those nets, as you say, to walk out of a Division I district with some nets and with a trophy, I'm sure you think we still have to get better.
No, absolutely.
So what do you do to get better? Where can your team that, as Rob said, had a very nice year last year, where do you improve?
I think number one's not settling. You know, we had a season that, you know, we were happy with, we weren't thrilled with last year. We didn't reach the goals that we had for ourselves last year. So not settling, not being content, not being okay with being average. You know, that's one of the things we talked about, fighting that complacency. I think going back to our conference, you know, last year, district semifinals, district finals, you look at Avon and Westlake, those were two very experienced teams that had been there before and had some great senior leadership. So we really challenged our girls to say, you know, we are now the experienced team in this league. You know, we need people to lead us through tough times. And you know, those days where maybe we don't want to practice hard or games that are tough for us, we need people who are going to pull us through that. So that's the next evolution for this team, is just that leadership, and that we're not going to let anything stop us from our goal is probably the number one thing that we're trying to push this year.
That leadership, does that fall on the shoulders of Sidney Rule?
It does. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, there's no secret about it. We go as Sidney goes. She's a special kid. As good of a player as she is, she's become an unbelievable leader. That's something that she struggled with early in her career, being a young kid playing on a varsity level with some older girls. But I think she's really coming to her own. We have some girls who look up to her, and she leads, you know, not only by example, but her work ethic. But she's kind of taking that next step of saying, you know, this is my team. I'm going to lead us. I'm not going to allow us, you know, to have those pitfalls that we've had in the past. And she's going to lead us. She's going to go. We're going to go as far as she takes us.
Amy, for North Ridgeville, you mentioned you've got five starters returning. Tell us a little bit about those young ladies and what they bring to the table.
Well, our two seniors, Addison Kerr and Danny Lagojevich, you know, they're not basketball players. They're just athletes, and they run through walls. I mean, they play so hard, and they just bring that senior leadership that we need. And then, you know, we're returning Sienna Bright and junior Izzy Geraci, who those two players in itself are, I mean, they're great talents. They were young last year. And so they're transitioning into leadership roles, and they're trying to just kind of evolve their talent and kind of put it on the floor. And it, to them, they just have to realize that they can take over a game. And they have the ability to do it. They just have to do it. They have to play like seniors and veteran players, and I think that they will. And then the other one is Lauren Milner. She's a sophomore, started every game last year as a point guard. Kid is crafty. I mean, she's a very good point guard. I mean, I could post her up. She's 5'8". She's a beast. She's strong. And I was posting her up during the scrimmage on Saturday, and I'm just amazed by just her footwork and her skills and being able to score and stuff. So, you know, yeah, he's over here writing cliff notes. I like it. Nice, Kevin. But this is the first year where I literally can sit back, and my kids can coach themselves. Like, they run the defenses out there. I went to summer camp, and I first year I never lost my voice, because they literally they called the defenses out there on the court, and they had it. They understood it, what we wanted and what kind of pace we wanted to play and what defenses we wanted to play, and they just did it. And so I'm hoping that they can translate that into the year, and it's going to be successful. You know, I'm okay with them, you know, Amherst being one of the top dogs, because I like being the underdog, and that's okay. I like to knock some of them off and turn some heads and be ready to go.
In that sense, the pressure's on you, Kevin.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Do your girls relish that, or do you try to back that off a little bit?
I think we're going to find out. I mean, I think right now they do. I think they are enjoying the fact that I think they know that they're one of the teams to beat. But, I mean, it goes back to what you said. Our conference is ridiculous.
It's tough.
I mean, Coach Esser has done an unbelievable job. I can't think of one game, even with North Ridgeville, that wasn't a knockdown, drag-out fight for us. You know, that was a tough game. So that's almost every night in our conference. And that's going to be the big test is, you know, we cannot look forward. Every night we've got to be prepared to beat the team on our schedule. because if we're not, every team is good enough to beat us.
There you go. Well, I'm glad you two were gracious enough to share the microphone here, because we still got one more coach to go.
Hey, as long as you don't put Zavar up here with me.
Yeah. He had his shot.
Nobody will be able to talk about him.
I already got texts from players. He's talking about my players on the air. So now I have pressure. So, no, thank you so much.
We appreciate it.
Greatly appreciate all you do.
Oh, man. Thank you. Great to have you out here tonight. Thanks, looking forward to seeing your teams this year. Thanks, Amy.
Okay, Amy.
Thanks, Kevin. Amy Esther of North Ridgeville, Kevin Collins of Amherst, respectively, here at the table at Wolfie's as we continue on with the WEOL Nick Abraham Girls High School basketball preview. I think that leaves time for one more coach, Rob. Are we
and then there was
the
one. Well, you could probably do an ID, I would think,
all right.
Top of the hour here.
All right. Let's pause for station identification, and then when we come back, we'll have our last coach, Nathan Morris of Wellington, is going to stop by and pay us a visit. So we'll pause for a quick identification. We need to do that under the rules of the FCC, and then we'll finish things up with the head coach of the Lady Dukes right after this.